Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A matter of a few minutes before he does what Larry Anderson does and lowers the boom on the underachieving Philadelphia Phillies. Am I right, Rob?
Oh, I'm going to hammer him.
He's going to hammer him today.
You know me, Rhea.
I can't wait. I'm sitting back.
Yeah. If you don't hammer him today, there may be a physical altercation in the studio. Are you ready for that tomorrow?
I'm ready for everything.
I'll bet you are. All right, anyway, but first, on the line with us, Al, is a man who's just writing one masterpiece after another at TheEnquirer.com. He's also one of our partners here at WIP, the great Marcus Hayes. Hi, Marcus.
Hi, everybody.
Marcus, great. I'm feeling your actual enthusiasm for what you saw in the opener with the Eagles. First impressions of the new, improved Philadelphia Eagles. What do you got?
There's a lot of attention to detail. The most remarkable play, I keep playing the game through my mind, was the near pick that Zach Ertz ran on an early play. And he was so masterful in not making contact, making the defensive back avoid him, but not making contact, so the official couldn't call pass interference. That's the level of execution that the Eagles operated at in 2017 and in 2004. That doesn't mean they're going to the Super Bowl, but that means every guy is that invested in every play. And honestly, the protection was great. The decision-making was very good. Jalen Hurts doesn't have Michael Vick's arm or even Carson Wentz's arm, but he's a really good quarterback. And he's a really smart guy. And more than anything else, I've said this on your air several times, the most impressive leader in the NFL I've seen, you know, of this generation is by far Dak Prescott. And he reminds me a lot of Dak Prescott.
Wow. I'm going to get to Jalen in a second. There's one thing now. This is why, Al, you got to listen to Marcus Hayes.
All right.
He has a level of expertise above everyone, including us. All right? He's mentioning the pick play that Ertz did that led to the Smith touchdown. Little later, not much later, in the game, they try it twice with Ridley. And both times, Ridley doesn't execute it right, initiates contact, and gets the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the detail you're talking about, right, Marcus? The other guys didn't have that detail.
It is, and it might be the difference between Nick Sirianni, the Eagles head coach, and Arthur Smith, the Falcons head coach. I can see Nick Sirianni, who's kind of an excitable boy. I can see him going crazy in practice if that pick play is run improperly, and then running the pick play 10 times.
Yep.
You know, Ruben will tell you, at some point, athletes start to shut it out, right? If you say you're trying to figure out, like, a bunt scheme defensively, at some point, if you don't get it, you don't get it, and you go on to the next day. I can't see Nick Sirianni going on to the next day.
Yep. I'm loving what I'm seeing. All right, Jalen Hurts. Because you wrote a column, you said we should feel the same sense of embracing for Hurts that we did for Wentz, for McNabb, for the ones that preceded it. You wrote that sensing there, Marcus, that he's not getting that embrace yet. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't understand the wait and see garbage. I mean, they easily could, if it were only graded on Jalen Hurts' performance, they'd have been 3-0 in his first three starts.
Yep.
He set records in his first three starts. They happened to not win the game, and mainly because the defense was injured and ineffective. But their first three starts, they could have won. He threw for like 950 yards in his first three starts. It's ridiculous. And he's supposed to be a quote-unquote running quarterback with working in a scheme that was not designed for him and a coach who didn't know what really what to do with it. So most of it was just him. And he'd scored two touchdowns by the fourth quarter of a game that was a field goal difference and got removed. There's a scenario in which, you know, based on Jalen Hurts' play, he goes 4-0 at the end of last year.
Well, here's the thing, Marcus. I hope you'll help me with this because I think you have even a deeper contempt for the people who portray themselves nationally as experts. Because we got guys like Chris Sims, Dan Orlovsky telling us that Hurts is not an NFL quarterback. After that game, they're backing off a little bit. Should we pay any attention to the hot take guys like Orlovsky and Sims?
Well, I will say this. I don't think they're hot take guys. I think they do a lot of work, and I think they come up with opinions. But I do think they offer their opinions sometimes to shock you either by omission or by inclusion. Right. Not having Jalen Hurts rated higher than, you know, the guy he replaced who had to be traded, you know, Carson Wentz, to me was a clear slap in the face. But I understand, you know, if they're both quarterbacks, they're both quarterback geeks, I understand where they're coming from. But they were way off the mark on Jalen Hurts, and so was Pro Football Focus, which has, you know, which employs 16 of those guys. So, you know, I just didn't understand the capacity for incorrectness just based on the tape. You just look at what he did with an offensive line that was horrible, but you have to extrapolate what he could do with an offensive line that was adept and receivers that were healthy. I mean, Jalen Reagor wasn't healthy last year. Zach Ertz wasn't healthy last year. Dallas Goedert wasn't healthy last year. In the final four games, Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson didn't exist. This is like, it's like they got a gigantic makeover or free agency class of veterans who can come in and help you immediately. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts should have benefited from that, and the prognosticators should have seen that. And he did benefit from it. And that doesn't mean they're going to win 12 games like I predicted in May, but it does mean they are fully viable and fully functional.
Are you saying, Mark, because I want to make sure you're clear on this, you do not think we should have given the $150 fee to Dan Orlovsky to come on
Stop
and hear
saying
more stupid comments? Is that what you're telling me, Marcus?
No, I mean, Dan used to be on Sportsnet with me. I think he's smart. Dan, Boucher, Brian Boucher, Keith Jones. I mean, Philadelphia is kind of a hotbed of viable experts. And Dan works really hard. He's not always right. And I think he's found that getting on a stump and staying there, even if you're wrong, Carson Wentz, is good for marketing because, you know, Skip Bayless has done it. Stephen A. Smith has done it. Max Kellerman has done it. Even when they're wrong, it reminds me of when Joe Morgan was calling games and, like, a guy would bobble a ball at second base and he'd pretend it didn't happen as the replay was going on. It's really, really – it's not great for your brand to admit you're wrong. You know?
Hold on, though, Marcus. Now I'm concerned. I didn't like that answer. What's your fee?
Stop.
No, Mark, I'm just kidding. Marcus, let's get to the defense because you wrote a great column about you think this is the best Eagles D since the Super Bowl year. Explain what you're seeing on defense that's giving you that positive vibe.
Well, it depends on whether Rodney McLeod comes back for most of the season. But the biggest issue for me is you can't ask Darius Slay, who's no longer Darius Slay, by the way, you can't ask him to make every play against every top wide receiver, mainly because most teams have two top wide receivers now. So acquiring Steven Nelson as a professional football player who knows where to put his body, that may sound, demeaning, and it may sound patronizing, But there's a lot of value to that on defense. And that's exactly what Jonathan Gannon had his defense do against Atlanta. Yeah. Just go to the places you're supposed to be. And if you see that guy's number on his back, you have failed. Okay? So just keep everybody in front of you. Go where you're supposed to be. Make a tackle. And, you know, two out of those three things happened generally. They didn't tackle particularly well, but they went where they were supposed to be. They were relatively disciplined unless they were playing right outside linebacker or right defensive end in the cutbacks in the first half. But they were a disciplined defense that understood what it couldn't do. And that was my greatest criticism of Jim Schwartz. He had so much confidence that his wide nine scheme was going to get to the quarterback that he did not ask his defensive backs to play properly after 2017.
Absolutely. I got one more because you know the narrative. This is what I've been dealing with all week, Marcus. People are going, the Falcons stink. That didn't mean anything. Well, the Niners don't stink, and the Eagles are facing them here at the Link on Sunday. What do you see in that game? What do you think is going to happen?
I think the Niners are really going to try to run the ball, and the absence of Raheem Mostert with Philly roots is going – the running back is going to be a big deal. George Kittle is going to be a big deal. Jimmy Garoppolo is not that good. Jimmy Garoppolo is not as good, and this was one of the things that sort of bugged my eyes out. Jimmy Garoppolo has proven his limitations, and they are beneath those of Jalen Hurts, who is a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo today and will be a much better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo 2 years from now. I expect it to be a tight game. If the Eagles – I wrote today that the most important stat in any sport is turnovers.
Yep.
They didn't have any turnovers. That is the most astounding development from a first-year coach on the road with a young quarterback who did turn the ball over last year. To come out of that game with no turnovers was astounding. If that happens against San Francisco, the Eagles might win by 10. You know, I don't know that that can happen against San Francisco, but – you know, at this point, who knows what this team is, especially with Jason Kelce at center, Brandon Brooks at right guard, Lane Johnson at right tackle. Nobody ever – talking about the offensive line isn't sexy, but every time the Eagles have been very, very good, they've had three excellent offensive linemen. They have three excellent offensive linemen now, and Jordan Mailata might be more talented than any of them.
Are you picking the Niners or the Eagles? Who are you picking?
I picked 12 games in May, and this was a win. I had them like 4-2 or
5-1. He's got a win, Al. 2-0, baby. Marcus, every time you talk, you show the level of football knowledge you have. It's brilliant. Thank you, my friend.
Well, only by comparison to you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.